This is Steve Woodward teeing off. High volume blasts out of Washington every day, every hour. Some of the news is important, even consequential. 172,000 jobs surged into the workforce in May. That's big. Four House Republicans joined Democrats, voting to restrict President Trump's authority to order military strikes on Iran. So now we know which House members turned blind eyes to Iran's nuclear ambitions. Marco Rubio and Scott Bessent, the Secretary of State and Treasury Secretary, were interrogated in hearings by Trump-deranged Democrats chasing social media clicks, unserious people. Muffled by the noise, a Senate hearing in which an acclaimed British physician testified that he has accumulated conclusive evidence that overhyped booster injections advertised as COVID-19 protection are linked to cancer. As of late 2021, Professor Angus Dauglish encountered cancer relapses in patients in long-term remission. These relapses followed repeated COVID-19 booster doses. The professor concludes that mRNA boosting reduces the body's ability to control cancers. The pandemic era will fade from memory, but real-life consequences of mRNA vaccine tyranny is only just beginning to impact humanity as cancer proliferates. I'm Steve Woodward, effusively teed off.